This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. At least 13 Palestinians were killed by an Israeli strike that hit a school sheltering displaced people in southern Gaza City, the Palestinian news agency Wafa reported on Saturday. A number of other people were wounded in a separate strike that hit a school in the same neighborhood, Wafa added. Lebanon's health minister says the death toll from an Israeli strike on a Beirut suburb the day before has risen to 31, including 7 women and 3 children. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Firas Abiad told reporters Saturday that 68 people were also wounded, of whom 15 remain in the hospital. In the deadliest Israeli airstrike on Beirut since the summer of 2006 as Israel-Hezbollah war. The casualties included Ibrahim Akil, a Hezbollah commander, who was in charge of the group's elite Radwan forces, as well as about a dozen members of the militant group who were meeting in the basement of the building that was destroyed. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
New Zealand pilot Philip Mertens has been freed more than 19 months after being kidnapped by armed separatists in Indonesia's Papua New Guinea, authorities said on Saturday. Reuters' Ryan Chang has the details.
Insurgents freed New Zealand pilot Philip Mertens after holding him captive for a year and a half in Indonesia's Papua. Mertens was kidnapped in February 2023 after he landed a small commercial plane in the remote mountainous area of Nduga. His kidnappers, the West Papua National Liberation Army, an armed wing of the Free Papua Movement, seek Papua's independence from Indonesia. A range of New Zealand government agencies had been working with Indonesian authorities and others towards securing Mertens' release, according to a statement by New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters.
Ryan Chang for Reuters. This is VOA News. An overnight Russian missile strike on the central Ukrainian city of Kyiv-Riya killed a 12-year-old boy and 2 elderly women, the regional governor said on Saturday. Rescuers were seen working on site in a video shared by state emergency services. Iran did not include mobile launchers with the close-range ballistic missiles that Washington last week accused Tehran of delivering to Russia for use against Ukraine, according to 3 sources with knowledge of the matter, a European diplomat, a European intelligence official, and a U.S. official. They said it was not clear why Iran did not supply launchers with the missiles, raising questions about when and if the weapons will be operational.
I'm 17. In a year, I'm going to turn 18. I can't really think about my adulthood without factoring in what the world is going to look like and how destroyed our planet is going to be. When I'm in my 30s or 40s, am I still going to be living in New York or at least the parts that aren't underwater by 2050?
Lorelei Crean is a high school organizer for Fridays for Future NYC. Her and hundreds of young activists took part in a youth-led global climate strike against fossil fuel in New York City, marching across the Brooklyn Bridge to demand action on climate on Friday. Jurors have begun deliberations in the Colorado supermarket mass shooting trial. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Jurors have begun deliberations in the trial of Ahmaud Elisa, a mentally ill man who killed 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket in March of 2021. Prosecutors say Elisa was legally sane and knew the difference between right and wrong, pointing out that he chose a semi-automatic pistol, steel-piercing bullets, and an optic sight to help him kill as many people as possible. No one disputes Elisa was the shooter, but jurors could find him not guilty by reason of insanity. Elisa has schizophrenia and told state psychologists he heard voices that were yelling in his head. He faces 10 counts of first-degree murder, multiple counts of attempted murder and other offenses, including the possession of high-capacity magazines banned in Colorado. Survivors testified about how they fled, hid among the groceries, and helped others to safety. Everyone he shot died in the attack. I'm Jennifer King.
A large lizard on track halted final practice for the Singapore Grand Prix on Saturday as Formula One marshals tried to catch the rogue reptile. Drivers watched in amusement as the monitor lizard, a familiar sight in Singapore, reacted to the chase with a sudden burst of speed after sauntering onto the circuit shortly after the start of the daylight session. Aston Martin's Fernando Alonso, with teammate Lance Stroll, the only drivers on track at the time, were alerted to that lizard's high-risk walk in the final sector. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.